never father you. Carlito Cross, motherfucker, you. He asked me to touch a chick, and I touched it. And it felt real good, motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross, king of the madhouse. Gone too soon, motherfucker, you. Touch it, touch it, touch it, motherfucker, you. Horse Machine Ranch Road, Carlito Cross.
Shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth. Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at that. Weak applause. Yeah, look at that. Oh, I show up late. I get weak applause. I'm so hyphonics tonight, everyone. I'm so fucking hyphonics. Oh, man, I'm so late. I'm so fucking late. It's crazy.
That's what she said.
Yeah, Kat. Why would you say that? Why would you say it?
I didn't say shit.
You said you were late. Good job, Kat. Look, you get a healthy applause. Yay. Hey, you're late. All right. Hey, Bulldog Tommy, how you doing there? Fuck the dogs, just so you know. We're here to do a show. I'm late. Yay. I planned on being back sooner, but I had a lot of shit to do. Yeah, before we begin the show, we're gonna get a guest appearance here. From King Cobra JFS with some marital advice for Kat and Matt. Give me a second to find.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's this screen right here. Here we go. Here we go. It's the king himself with his fucking diseased gums.
Oh, nice.
Kat and Matt are a married couple, but they're finding out they have some dramatic differences in taste. Mm-hmm. She likes peach rings. He likes tofu burgers.
Right.
She likes Mountain Dew. He likes Fiji water.
Mm-hmm.
He also thinks Doritos taste like puke. That's your opinion, I guess. Should you get divorced? Maybe not.
Oh.
Seek some marriage counseling. The thing of it is, couples don't have to have everything in common.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Sometimes that's the opposites attract kind of thing. But just keep doing your thing, working it out. Hopefully it all works out. Should they get divorced, that is your call.
It's your call.
I would suggest maybe getting some marriage counseling if it gets really bad. Maybe rock some tactical soap. You know, hope that marriage situation works out. Cheers.
Oh, my God.
Fuck sickos. Fuck the trolls. Got some banana whiskey. I'll take a sip for you, cool cobras. That's what's up.
All right, we're back to live. They are. You don't have to repeat. There we go. Yay. Cobra was on deep discount on Cameo yesterday. He was $20,
yeah,
$20,
yeah,
$20 flash sale. And
nice.
He went for a minute and 10. That's double the longest video he had before, man. We're really getting some wisdom out of him. Yeah, I'm guessing he's low on funds and needs some drinks because He jumped on that video pretty quick. Within 12 hours, that video was done and produced.
Are you trying to say that he didn't have a long backlog of work?
Yes. The funny thing is, that flash sale, there was only like 10 or 20 allotted. And when I checked on it just before midnight, and I don't think anyone had ordered one. And I was like, huh. Dodo, why a McDonald's? What the McDonald's?
Best restaurant in Phoenix.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
How are you doing today?
You know, I'm pretty good. I was calling about the breakfast in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever change that up at all or anything like that? Or is it normally the same stuff every day?
No, it's normally the standard breakfast.
Okay, all right. They have
pancakes, waffles, sausage, eggs, bagels, and pastries.
Yeah, I was just wondering because I've been in about the last 5 mornings, and it's just mm-hmm. been the same stuff. And so I was just wondering if they changed it up from week to week. Maybe this was just this week's scheduled of allotments, or if it
not
was.
Not that I know of. It's pretty typical to have the same breakfast for them, other than they might change it for maybe holidays or things of that sort.
Right.
But most of the time throughout the calendar year, the breakfast is always the same.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering because, like I said, I plan on coming back tomorrow to get some more.
Looking for a little variety, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just I come in because I go work out early at the Planet Fitness, and then before I go to work, I come in, I get some breakfast on you guys.
Gotcha.
and then I just kind of, you know, just trying to watch the wallet a little bit as it is, and I just, you know, I come in, I get the free breakfast, and then, you know, I go to work.
Gotcha.
So okay. I was
typically, yeah, it's always the same.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So because I just come in, I basically steal breakfast.
Oh, not a guest?
No, not a guest. I come in to get breakfast.
Well, at least you're honest. But if they know that, then you probably won't be able to do that.
They almost caught me a few times when they were like, "Are you a guest here?" And I started padding my pockets, and I was like, "Oh, I forgot my key." I was like, "Good call," and you know, and I wandered out.
Got you. Yeah, so in that event, no, breakfast is typically the same unless, you know, maybe you come in on a different day and depending on the chef for the day, typically they may change some things, but overall it's the same thing.
Like, do they have different options, like, back in the little kitchen area? Like, could I go back there and make a, you know, a ham and cheese omelet or anything? Who guards the back?
You definitely couldn't do that. Whatever they put out for breakfast is what we provide for the guests. So that would be the breakfast, whoever the chef on duty is at the time.
And okay. Do you take a request for me so that they have, I want a ham and cheese, like a Swiss cheese tomorrow with my omelet.
You're a funny guy. You're a funny guy, man.
Well, I'm going to keep doing it until I get caught, is what I'm saying. Like, why would I? What is the incentive to change my ways? Like, 5 days in a row, I've gotten free breakfast. You know,
you know what? When you come in, give them a special request, maybe maybe you get just as lucky. Who knows?
Yeah, because like when I come, like. You know, I figure every day, like if I were to go to McDonald's or something like that, it's $10. Or if I was going to cook breakfast at home, yeah. So, yeah, like right there, 5 days, I've saved $50 already this week.
Easy, yep.
And so, I'm just trying to skirt it.
Just get a little more, you'd be well satisfied, huh?
Well, yeah, I would, you know, if I was my wife, like, she's never satisfied, so I don't even want to go there. But, yeah, you know, I go to work. I got a full, I'm very productive. I've got a full gullet of different sausages and, you know, the eggs got the protein in them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I go to the Indian restaurant and I get the beef bolon.
The bread.
That beef, but you're talking about the naan bread. The naan bread, man.
Non-bread,
you don't want to fuck with that naan bread, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna come in tomorrow. Wait a minute. What time do you get off of work? Cause I wanna make sure. you're not over there trying to fuck my game up. You know what I'm saying?
I'll definitely be here in the morning, but I mean, I can't see through a phone, so.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm not that talented.
I'm black, just so you know.
You are. So am I.
You are? Nah.
Of course.
You sound like a country club white guy.
Nah, you sound like that.
Damn.
I'm definitely a black guy.
Oh, damn.
Probably the only one, so if you see a black guy, that would be me, okay?
You're the one?
Yep.
All right, I got to...
Stay clear of me. I know your voice.
All right, how big?
You're going to have to see me to find out.
But I'm talking about in the pants.
Nah, man.
Why, you know, they always say the stereotype, man. That's why I'm calling to ask.
What are you, man, a prank caller?
No, I'm too old for that.
Nah, okay. All right, keep it clean, my man.
I try. I won't tell you about what I do in the pool.
No worries. You have a good night, all right?
Okay, bye.
All right, take care, bud.
Bye-bye.
Calling Hampton Inn. This is Liz. How can I help you?
Hi. I need to, I guess, make a suggestion. You know the breakfast that's provided in the morning, correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do they change that up at all? Like, I've been in the past three mornings, and so I was just wondering.
I have no, honestly, I really don't know. It sounds kind of stupid for me not to know that I work here.
No, you're fine.
But I've only been here a month, and I'm not sure if they do or not. I would think that they would, or if they should. If they don't, they should.
Right. It's been the same the last three mornings, and I feel weird actually lodging a complaint.
They don't change it up.
Yeah, I don't want to lodge a complaint. I feel weird about it because I'm not staying with you guys.
Oh, but you know what? That doesn't matter. I'll make a suggestion that, it was brought up to me several times that we need to change up the menu.
I understand. I just, like I said, I'm not paying to stay with you guys. I feel kind of guilty. Right. I've come in the last 3 days and eaten breakfast on you guys.
Hey, you know what? You got to do what you got to do, and I ain't saying a word. I don't know what you're talking about, but they don't need to know you ain't staying with us. Do it anonymously.
Right. I just kind of walk in, and I dress well-to-do, to make it look like I stay with you guys. And
do what you gotta do. Do it anonymously.
Right. Leave a little note. Yeah.
Right. You know? They don't need to know you don't serve this.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing. you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd like to cut your jib there. so I got another question, not a suggestion, but an older question.
Okay.
So like I'm looking for an older, bigger girl to make like sweet love to, and you sound like you might fit that category. It's all fun and games until you turn it on them. Clickety clack, click, clack, clack. She was laughing and having a good time till that point. She goes, I ain't gonna tell shit. Now she's telling. You know she's telling now. She's like, this motherfucker, there's some motherfucker coming in here and taking breakfast. Yeah. She's like, man, he can hear my stomach growling over the phone.
Thank you for calling Hyatt House North Scottsdale. And Hyatt, please Scottsdale North. For new Hyatt House North Scottsdale reservations, touch 1.
Good evening, Rouge the Hyatt in North Scottsdale. This is Nick speaking.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Somebody forgot to thaw out the meats for the breakfast in the morning that you guys have down there.
Okay.
I just went in the back and I put a bunch of them in a bag and brought them up to my room and they weren't thawed.
Wait, I'm so sorry. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Dwight.
Okay. And are you trying to reach the Hyatt House, Hyatt Place in North Scottsdale?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just give me more information. I'm not sure, because
in the morning, because I have a really hard time. You know, you got certain hours for your breakfast and whatnot.
So
I have a real hard time getting around. I'm a real procrastinator, and so I don't usually get around in time for when people are demanding the certain hours. So I went downstairs and I went back in that little kitchen area you guys got, and I got some of the meats and some of the eggs. You got the liquid eggs and stuff in there. and I got I got some of that, and I brought it up to the room, but I didn't realize it wasn't thawed yet. And I need a way to thaw this out, and I don't want to leave it out for room temperature because that's how like bacteria. I know it's already cooked, like it's pre-cooked. It's not raw, right, raw, right, but right. I don't want bacteria to grow on it.
Got you. There's a what's your room number, sir?
I'm up in 215.
Okay. So you don't have a microwave in your room. We do have a microwave for our Hyatt Place guests. Down near where the breakfast area is, down past the bar. Uh-huh. There's a microwave there 24/7 that you can use to heat up whatever you need.
Okay. All right. Because there was a microwave in my room, but the problem is like when I such a dumb move. So like the patties were stuck together because they're still frozen. They're not thawed. So I took them and I tried to pry them. I was trying to pry them apart and stuff, and it wasn't working. I got the fork stuck between the two patties. So what I did is I put it in the microwave, not thinking that the fork is metal, and I turned on it, started going, and then it started making all kinds of noises.
I got you. Well, the microwave is there. Maybe just try and get the fork out and work with it as you need.
Yeah, because if I, like, I go, yeah, so, hang on, let me see, try this again. Yeah. Yeah, it's still
sir,
not
working. I'm gonna place you on a very brief hold. I'll be right back with you.
Why? Ah, no.
Okay, thanks for holding. So yeah, I mean, just the only thing that I could think of would just be to try and get
on.
It worked out with that microwave.
Hang on, there's a problem with the microwave. Hang on.
Hey, that's possible.
Don't come back.
With the microwave.
Don't come back from a fucking hole and think everything's going to be copacetic still. Don't you dare think that, you fucking jerk.
Yeah, Dwight set the room on fire.
How dare you leave in the middle of microwaving some meat with a fork in there and walk away?
Hi, North Scottsdale, please hold.
No, it's a problem. Hello?
Hello?
Oh my god! The fork situation has elevated! Hello?
Yes, what situation?
I'm trying to put it out! Hang on! The microwave!
What room are you in?
Hang on! Can you still hear me? I'm trying to put this motherfucker out! Holy shit!
Yeah, I hear you. What room are you in?
Hang on! I'll shift the microwave back on again. Hang on. I'm trying to put it out.
What? Yeah, just tell me the room number.
Hang on. I'm trying to put it out. Hang on. Can you hear me? Hello? I got you on speakerphone.
Yes, I hear you.
Hang on. Hang on. Hang on.
Sorry.
Thanks for calling Hyatt Place Scottsdale Old Town. This is Caitlin. How can I help you?
Hi, you say Caitlin?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Listen, I don't know how to. I don't mean to be a stickler or a pain in the ass as it is, but how come in the last week you guys haven't changed the breakfast at all down there?
I'm not sure. That's something that you'd have to. I can ask the management, but I'm not exactly sure. I don't do the breakfast, so I'm not sure what they've had the last week. So I wasn't aware.
Oh, it was like eggs. Like there was an omelet egg. And then there was like a sausage egg. It was like a bacon egg. And then I came down there and they stopped me from trying to take some to go too. That was the other thing. They told me that I couldn't take it with me to go.
You sure this is the correct hotel?
Yeah, the Hyatt.
Yeah, which Hyatt?
Oh, I'm trying to think. Where is this place? The one on Third Avenue. You're just down the way.
On Third, because we only we have like bacon, but we don't have like bacon and egg mixtures.
Yeah, no, I just call everything egg, Like when I go, it's just a mannerism. Like I get in my egg car. Sometimes I go down to the egg gym and get on the egg mill. You know, it's stupid. Yeah, it's
if
a
you
mannerism.
Want, you can ask the you can ask the morning staff if you would like, and they can maybe see if they can do something.
Yeah,
for
but
you
I it. I find if I ask too many questions in person, then they're gonna want to see like my key card to prove that I'm staying there, and I'm not. Is the problem.
Oh, if you're not staying here, then you don't get free breakfast.
Well, that's not true, because for the last week I have.
Oh, well, you're not supposed to.
Yeah, and I understand that. But for so I come down. That's why I was just asking, because I figured maybe you just had all the same stuff for like 1 week, and next week it was going to change. But I was just trying to get a little info.
Yeah, and just so you're aware, we do trespass people if they do notice them coming in multiple times if they're not paying guests.
Yeah, well, I'm not very, I don't stand out, I guess is the word I'm looking for. I'm not very noticeable. I blend.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to ask the morning staff, you're more than welcome, okay?
Okay, but are they going to change it tomorrow? What's on the menu for tomorrow?
Couldn't tell you, and you can check tomorrow when you show up.
Okay, you're not going to tell, though, on me, right?
Thanks for calling Hyatt Place, Scottsdale Old Town. This is Caitlin. How can I help you?
Hello, I am a totally different person. What is on the menu for breakfast tomorrow?
You can call tomorrow morning and they will be able to answer that.
Would you be making the breakfast tomorrow since you're a woman?
Yes, services. This is Wade. How may
Hi, Wade. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'd be doing all right. Listen, I came down for breakfast this morning, and I had a man chase me out of there, and he was really aggressive.
What do you mean, chase you out of there?
He tried to hit me with a sack full of sausages, and they were frozen.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm pretty sure they were sausages. Whatever was in the sack hurt. It was some guy, he had torn jeans and he had sneakers on.
Okay, and did he work here?
I don't think so. I didn't see a name tag and it wasn't a uniform.
And are you staying here?
Yeah, yeah.
What room are you in?
215.
You didn't
think I'd have that room number ready for you, did you?
Well, we don't have anybody in 215.
That's me. But they just moved me out of there because there's a problem with the toilet.
So what room are you in now?
I'm in 311. Last name is Johnson, Johnson.
All right. We have no one in either of those rooms.
Oh, okay. Well, everything's empty then, I guess. Okay. What is it you say that you do there? What do you do there besides not rent rooms to people? Every room's empty. Every room. We have nothing. We got fucking people playing music in the background, but you got
you
no room.
You should just say you're in an occupied room. Don't give a number. I'm in an occupied room.
Yeah, 215. 215 usually a hit. You usually got a 215. If it's two story, you see, it's the one stories that are a bitch because it's either it's like, you know, 1 through 10 or some shit like that, or it's just 110, and then they're like, hey, we go by fucking letters, so you're in room J.
There's no reason to have three digits if you just have 1-4, unless it's absolutely massive.
Yeah, I like it when it's massive. Hey, Froggy. Where do you take a number 3? That's a masturbation, isn't it? A number 3?
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Hi. Do you allow open flames or anything in the hallways?
No.
Okay. That's what I told them, but they seem to indicate they have permission.
Who's the them in your sentence?
Well, they're Indian people. Or is that appropriate? I think so, because they're not the feather type. They're the dot ones. That's
so they're always recording, right? Because they got the red dot on their forehead.
Yeah, right. But they're cooking naan bread in the hallways. Like it smells like curry, And like they got an open flame it's like a grill, you know, like what a wok looks like. It's like that, but they got like the sternos, you know, the warmer things. They got those in the hallway, and it's just a go in, and I'm just afraid that like somebody's gonna, you know, the fires, and like, so you're saying they're
pretty adept around fires, don't you think? So I'm you know, sometimes it's not children.
So you're saying no? I told them that. Hang on, I'm gonna put their shit out. Hang on. She said no open flame. You lied to me. You're a bunch of lying motherfuckers is what you are. There, she was making some racist ass jokes, wasn't she? She's like, they're always recording and stuff because they got the red dot.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, that Darren.
Jim Smith.
Hi.
All
right, it's me, Darren. It's Darren.
This is Darren?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. I just don't
Darren
want
who?
I'm Darren. I'm here with Alex.
Oh, shit, you're down with Alex. Sorry.
Yeah, hey, I'm here. It's me, Darren. Yeah, let me talk to Tom real quick.
Okay, gotta go. Yep, bye.
Hang on.
Hello, it's Tom.
Hey, Tom, it's Darren.
Hello?
Hey, it's Darren.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. I don't know. What were you wanting to do?
Well, I'm driving right now. I had a few drinks.
Why is that?
Because, hang on. Tom! Tom! Fuck you, Tom! Here's a professional homosexual's call.
I'm going to get a pinch of chewing tobacco, and I'm going to shove it into my asshole, mm-hmm. and I want you to assist me with this operation.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, I will repeat. I'm going to get a pinch of chewing tobacco. I will then place it inside of my asshole, and I need you to assist.
I don't know who you are.
He needs you to spread the cheeks for him.
I'm sorry, I don't know who you are.
I will give you some forceps.
I don't know who you are.
I know, but that doesn't matter.
I can't tell what
you're saying. Oh, okay. I want to put my penis inside your vagina.
I don't know what you said then.
Okay, I want to make the sex with you anally.
I beg your pardon?
Yes.
Who the hell are you?
My name is Randy. I'm an American
excuse
traveler.
Excuse me. Will you? I beg your pardon.
Well, you can beg all you want.
I'm not interested. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't know where you got my number from.
From America.
They handed it out when I got off of the
airplane. Do I have to phone the police?
Yes,
ma'am?
Because they said you were a whore.
I beg your pardon.
Ma'am, if you phone the police, we will be waiting for them, and we will suck their dicks so good they won't care about what you have to say.
Well, where did you get my phone number from?
Professional homosexual.
But you go on phone somebody else and not me.
Well, you
I'm an old woman.
Calling the police on someone for being gay is a hate crime, ma'am. And it also makes you not a very good person. Now, I suggest you hang up the phone and do something to better your life. You know, volunteer at a soup kitchen, maybe work with the homeless. You know, stop being such a hateful person, ma'am.
Yes,
it's
yes,
really
let me,
awful.
Let me double check this address. For Middleton, Manchester.
I think you are phoning the wrong person.
Don't raise your voice to me.
Rota, 40 Glass Road in Middleton. We have the right person, ma'am. Our files are never wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. You are.
We'll keep great records. And we
you
know
you phoned the wrong person.
Okay.
How
well,
dare you?
We'll see about that when we show up in 5 minutes. We're all loaded up in the lorry and we're on our way. So, you know, when the constables show up, tell them to have their members out of their trousers, and we'll give them the best fellatio they'll ever experience in their lives.
That is correct, and ma'am.
I don't know why it hit me so hard. I had tears in my eyes for this. We are professional homosexuals.
Thank you for calling Element by Rustin. How may I assist you?
Hi, can I have room 215?
Who's calling?
My name is Dwight.
Okay, give me one moment. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Jasmine again. So I did not get authorization to patch you through. I do apologize about that.
Oh, that's okay. I'm their probation officer. I got to talk to them. That's why they're trying to avoid me.
Okay.
I got to touch base with them. It's time for them to do the breathalyzer test, and I need them to blow into their base.
Gotcha. Give me one moment. I'll place you on a brief hold.
Thank you.
Hello, sir?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I do apologize, but just due to policy, I wouldn't be able to patch you through without that authorization.
Okay, can you give them a message then?
I sure can.
Okay, tell them to come out front, they're under arrest.
Okay, I do apologize.
I'll wait for the response. They're under cardiac arrest.
I will... You said that they're under arrest right now?
Yep, cardiac arrest.
Okay. One moment.
Okay.
Do you want me to just have them come down?
Yeah, you can come back. You can come back with a message.
Okay.
Okay. Do it.
Hey, can I just double check the guest name that you were calling for?
Yeah, her name is Natalie.
Okay. The last name?
No, no last names, just Natalie.
Okay, so I don't believe we have that guest here, and that is not who is in the room. That
okay, and what is your name?
My name is Jasmine.
Okay, and how long have you known this person, and why are you covering for them?
I am not, sir. That's not the name that I have on the reservation.
Okay, so you don't actively know Natalie, and you're not helping her elude me? You're not doing that?
I do not know one single Natalie in my life, sir.
Okay, and I want to make sure you're not the Natalie, or I'm sorry, the Jasmine that's on the form here. You're a co-signer, because you're responsible if she doesn't show up to court to pay the fines. Now, are you the same Jasmine that fucked Aladdin on the carpet?
Excuse me?
Did you have intercourse with a man named Aladdin on a goddamn magical carpet?
Okay, I'm going to be ending this call now, sir.
Don't say it. Just do it. That's for you, Hillock. That's for you. We went a long way to get a bullshit response. I mean, it'll sound a lot better after I cut out all the fucking silence and waiting for her to come back.
Best Western Plus Sundial. This is Shiv.
Did you say your name was shit?
Shiv. It's S-H-I-V.
Like that thing of people making jail and stab each other with?
What was that?
Like, they make you to stick in people in prison, right?
I know.
Like a little pointy knife?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that?
I got a problem. I've been drinking a little bit, and I don't know how I got up on the roof, but how do I get down?
Are you on the roof?
Yeah, just a little bit on the roof. Only a little bit. Like I see a pool. I see a pool, and like a little cabana thing you got.
Oh, just a second. All right.
So, how did I get up here?
All right. Just a second.
How did I get up here? Seems like a cruel joke.
All right. And what's your name again? Jaden?
Yeah.
Jaden. All right. Don't worry. Just stay there and
hang on. I think I can make it to the pool. I'm going to do a cannonball.
I'll just get up and guide you.
I'm going to do a cannonball. Ah!
Yep.
Thank you for calling Best Western Thunderbird Suites. This is De'Asia. How may I help you?
Hi, De'Asia.
Hi, who is this?
It's Dwight. I got a question while I got a second alone. I got a room here, and I took this girl out, and like I bought her food and drinks and stuff, and like, no, she talking about she gonna use my bathroom. She can go pee before she go home. Like, am I wrong, or is she, like, contractually obligated to a fellatio?
Is this a real question?
Yeah, because she's in the bathroom right now. She got a long time to pee. And she better not be.
Technically, she's not, but if she a freaky girl, she, you know, she could possibly, you know, be up for it.
Well, she said she's gonna leave. She said she gotta pee, and I gotta get her an Uber to go home, because I've been drinking, and I can't drive her. So, like, I'm already, like, $135 deep between food and drinks, and she probably in there pooping right now, to be honest. She said she had pee, but we got Mexican food. And, like, so, like, where was I going with? Oh, fellatio. So, like, I'm guaranteed that, right?
Technically, no, because even though you pay for her food, you know, she ain't got to do nothing she don't want to, because, you know, technically you're not her boyfriend. But like I said, if she freaky like that, she might do it.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have eaten any food tonight if it wasn't for me.
Because what if she paid for the food?
No, I don't. Because then her husband probably see it on the card and then just be in trouble. They should be in trouble.
Why, she got a boyfriend or something? Because she shouldn't be in trouble if she ain't got no man or nothing.
She married.
She married? Then why she there with you?
Because I got money.
She already cheated. She can't cheat no more, friend.
Hang on.
She can't get you no fellatio.
I'll tell her. Hang on.
Hey, she already married, friend. Hey, she already cheated.
She says you
went
can't,
to dinner.
She said you can't cheat in here no more. You wrap it up.
Don't be telling me.
She said you can't shit in our toilet.
Hilton Garden Inn, downtown Phoenix. How can I help?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, how can I help you?
I had a few drinks, and I'm sorry about this, but I'm really confused and disoriented. I walked through this door, I had to hit a button, I think it's like an elevator thing. You know what I'm talking about, the elevator thing?
I know that our elevator is in the lobby, sir.
Yeah, you know, up. I was on the fourth floor, and I needed to come down. So I hit a button, and the door opened, and I stepped in, and now I'm on top of the elevator, and I don't know how I got here.
Okay, all right, give me just a second, sir, because this does sound like I might need to call emergency service.
No, don't call. How do I get down? Because now we're just going up and down. I'm getting motion sick is a problem.
Yes, sir. If you're on top of the elevator, I need to call somebody to get you down. So give me just a second.
No, come the hatch.
Just to maintenance.
Uh-oh.
Sir, do you know what elevator you're in?
I'm not in an elevator. I'm on top. I'm on top of the elevator.
I don't know if he's on drugs or genuinely on top of the elevator, but I'm concerned. Can you shut them down?
Shut all the elevators down?
Yes, Jeff, because I've got a gentleman who's stating he's on top of the elevators. we need to figure this out. Sorry, sir. Do you know what elevator you're in?
I'm not in one. I'm on top of the elevator.
Yes, do you know which one you're on? Was it the left or the right one in the lobby?
I was upstairs. I'm not in the lobby.
Okay, I'm going to call somebody and we're going to work this, okay, sir?
How long? Because I'm getting motion sick. I didn't take any Dramamine. I don't have any Dramamine. I don't have any Dramamine.
Okay. We'll go ahead and get a receipt emailed to you at the end of the day, all right?
Okay.
How are we looking? Hello, sir?
Hang on. I'm going to try to take the top off.
What the hell?
There's got to be more screws up here that I'm not seeing. Come here, little drill. We got work to do. Take the top off. I can go back inside.
Sir?
Hey, I found another screw.
You what?
I'm taking the top off.
Sir, do you know what elevator you're in?
I'm on the elevator. This is a problem.
I know.
We're
Which
having.
One are you on, sir? I'm trying to locate you so we can help you.
No, I'm trying to take it off. I think I'm missing a screw. I can't figure it out. I've been drinking too much.
He's on the phone right now.
I have a problem.
I think we need to call 911.
No. No.
Would you like to speak to him? Okay, I'm going to have someone speak to you, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's going on?
Nothing. I was just letting the lady at the front desk know that somebody got sick in the elevator.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, they at least did it out of the way and in the corner. But, yeah, no, I was just letting them know that it's a slip hazard.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
Bye-bye. Have a good one. Bye.
Made her look crazy.
Mind-fucked that lady.
She's Jeff right there is going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you calling me on the walkie-talkie telling me to shut everything the fuck down?
Shut the elevators down, Jeff.
Jeff?
Jeff?
Jeff? Jeff?
Hilton Garden Inn, downtown Phoenix. May I put you on a brief hold?
Hi, no. There's a guy. He's on the elevator.
Yes, okay, we are actively working on that situation. He called us about
it. Oh, thank God, because, there was sparks. It smells really terrible over there.
Do you know what elevator he's in? Because he was completely incoherent.
I'm sorry. I walked out the door.
Okay.
There was a taxi. He ran over my toe, and I'm waiting for the paramedics to get here.
Okay. Yeah, no, he called us. We're actively working on that situation. Thank you for your concern, sir.
Okay. All right, perfect. Well, that's good. All right.
All right, thank you, sir.
God, my toe, though.
Bye.
I'm going to sue you guys, you know? Because, you left it out like this.
A taxi, sir?
Yeah, like the sidewalk here, I tripped because it was damaged here.
Tell her I'm going to sue her, too. I'm on the elevator. I'll sue her as well.
Motherfuckers, you know?
Can I help you?
Yeah, my foot got run over by a taxi out here. Because everything's just crumbling.
Hey, guy, how about you get your foot out of my way next time I come around here?
Hey, fuck you, man.
Hey, you want to fight about it?
Well, yeah.
All right, take off your clothes. Take your fucking clothes off. Let's fight naked.
All right, here I go. Here.
All right. Run into this. Run into this.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at how hard this is. Run into it. Come on. Come get this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I love you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hilton Garden Inn, downtown Phoenix. May I put you on a brief hold?
Hello, no. Wait. I'm coming here to stay with you outside, and I just saw something. You need to know about it.
Okay, give me just a second, sir, because I
saw a man get his foot run over by a taxi. It's crazy. And he keeps talking about the man's inside the, on top of the elevator or something. It's crazy over here. Please. I think I hear the man on top of the elevator or something. Yeah, there's like sparks coming off of the inside of the elevator. Oh my god. Oh, and this man is injured, his foot, he cannot walk in the foot. His poor foot, please. I will tie the tourniquet with my tie around his leg. You're gonna be okay. Oh, that's fucking...
These fucking paramedics help you with your foot. They better come over here and ding out these fucking dents in my car too, then.
Garden Inn, downtown.
Hello. You hear me, please?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me, please?
Hello,
there's a situation down here.
Yes.
Does it tell you anything
down
about
where?
The situation? I'm out here outside. I saw a man.
What?
He foot was run over from a taxi. I tie a tourniquet on his leg, and then there's a man, and he was talking about how he was in the elevator in there. And there was a man on top of the elevator. Please.
Right, yeah. We checked our elevators. There's no one on our elevators, and...
How can she yell? She say I'm not on the elevator! I'm down, motherfucker!
I see him up there.
I hear him, but that is not in front of our hotel.
The taxi just drove
the wrong hotel.
Oh, my foot, goddammit!
I set something off in the elevator! I broke something!
It's not our elevator, sir.
You're an elevator. You're an elevator.